Hi everyone, this is Tariq Bliss Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual businesswomen and men thrive doing what they love, helping them hit six, seven figures, and beyond using their gifts, talents, and abilities. Today we're going to be focusing on a powerful book written by Deepak Chopra called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. We're going to go over these laws, we're going to download them and activate them. So before we get started, I invite you to close your eyes, to take a deep conscious belly breath, and release. Beautiful. Starting now, do you surrender this whole entire session to Source, God, Universe? If so, just say yes. If there's anything interfering with you being able to receive or release the maximum, would you like to clear that? And if there's any part of you that is resisting, sabotaging, interfering with, getting in the way of, or even afraid of all the great things that can come from today's session, would you like to set them aside now, throughout the session, and even after, and to show it from the highest perspective what's actually going on? Would you like that? Beautiful. We're activating the infinity healing that will run throughout this whole entire audio. Starting now, we're activating the infinity healing. If you'd like to receive that, just say yes. And this audio, this healing, will run throughout this whole program. Perfect. Okay, let's get started. So, the first law is the law of pure potentiality. The source of all creation is pure consciousness, pure potentiality seeking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. And when we realize that our true self is one of pure potentiality, we align with a power that manifests everything in nature. I will put the law of pure potentiality into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. I will get in touch with the field of pure potentiality by taking time each day to be silent, to just be. I will also sit alone in silent meditation at least twice a day for approximately 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. Now, this is a build on what we talked about on the last audio, or one of the previous audios. A happy pocket full of money. So same thing I mentioned there is start with a minute, start with 5 minutes and build on it. Start with once a day and then build on it. So would you like to download this law into your being, to take advantage of it, to activate it, to integrate it, to have it as a habit, to get in touch with that field of pure potentiality? Anything's possible. There's infinite potential inside of you by being still, by being silent, by just being, by sitting alone in silent meditation twice a day, once a day, whatever's best for you in the best ways possible. Would you like that? And would you like to continuously upgrade that into something that's even more beneficial for you? Would you like that? So I invite you to actually mark your calendars, go to your calendar, go to your where you write what you're going to do every day, and make sure that you're booking in these times to do your meditation. Beautiful. I will take time each day to commune with nature and to silently witness the intelligence within every little thing. I will sit silently and watch a sunset, or listen to the sound of the ocean or a stream, or simply smell the scent of a flower. In the ecstasy of my own silence and by communing with nature, I will enjoy the life throb of ages, the field of pure potentiality and unbounded creativity. Would you like an infinity healing to download this, to activate it, to have it as a habit, as a default setting, to find the perfect time during the day, sunrise, sunset, to find the perfect spot, whether it's in nature, whether it's somewhere else, to do this? Would you like that? Beautiful. Step number three, I will practice non-judgment. I will begin my day with a statement. Today, I shall judge nothing that occurs, and throughout the day, I will remind myself not to judge. Would you like to download this and activate this and have this habit of non-judgment as a default setting when it's best, but also to make sure that you're using judgment to be discerning of what's good for you and what's not good for you. There's a time and a place for judgment and discernment. So there's a time when we do need to use it and there's a time when we don't. But in this case, we're practicing it from a place of not judging things when it's not best for us to judge. Does that make sense? All right. So would you like to download this and activate it and fully take advantage of this law of pure potentiality to have your default setting, to know your infinite potential, to use your infinite potential to create your desired reality? Would you like that? Beautiful. All right. The next law is the law of giving and receiving. The universe operates through dynamic exchange. Giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. And in our willingness to give that which we seek, we keep the abundance of the universe circulating in our lives. You desire financial abundance? Give some money away. You desire more love in your life? Give love away. You desire more friends in your life? Be a better friend to another. You desire more support in your life? Be supportive to others. Would you like to download and activate this habit? Okay. I will put the law of giving and receiving into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. Wherever I go and whoever I encounter, I will bring them a gift. The gift may be a compliment, a flower, a prayer. Today, I will give something to everyone I come into contact with, and so I will begin the process of circulating joy, wealth, and affluence in my life and in the lives of others. Would you like to download, integrate, and have this as a default setting and habit? So always coming from a place of what can I give, but always giving from the overflow. Would you like that? Even if you're giving someone a smile, you're giving someone a compliment, you're making someone feel better, you're inspiring someone. Even just looking at someone, looking in someone's eyes is a form of giving. So to know how to best give to all those around you and to only give to those that you're feeling aligned to give to and to only give from your overflow only because you're filled with so much love and from that place of overflow you're giving. Would you like that? Beautiful. Today, I will gratefully receive all the gifts that life has to offer me. I will receive the gifts of nature, of sunlight, the sound of the birds singing, spring showers, or the first snow of winter. I will also be open to receiving from others, whether it be in the form of a material gift, money, a compliment, or a prayer, or anything else. Would you like an infinity healing to fully be open to receiving all your heart's desires with infinite ease and grace and in massive abundance, feeling worthy, deserving, and good enough, and having that receptivity muscle get stronger and stronger every day in every way? Would you like that? Beautiful. I will make a commitment to keep wealth circulating in my life by giving and receiving life's most precious gifts, the gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love. Each time I meet someone, I will silently wish them happiness, joy, and laughter. Would you like to find the best ways to give, inspire, motivate, spread your love and light? And would you like an infinity healing to download this, to activate it, to integrate it, to have it as a default setting, to keep things circulating? When you keep hoarding things, they turn stagnant. When water stays in one place, it gets stale. So you want to keep it circulating. You want to keep the water circulating. You want to keep your love circulating. You want to keep your finances also circulating. A lot of times we're like, we don't have enough, so we hoard onto what we have, but that stops the circulation. Imagine exhaling without inhaling. Imagine inhaling without exhaling. You will suffocate. So you want to keep inhaling and exhaling, and with everything else, you want to keep that flow circulating in the best ways. Would you like that? Beautiful. All right, so let's move on to the next one. And so just to make sure, would you like to download, activate, integrate the law of giving and receiving and fully take advantage of that law to serve your highest good and the highest good of all concerned? Would you like that? Beautiful. The next law is the law of dharma, or purpose in life. Everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift or special talents to give to others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal. I will put the law of dharma into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. Today, I will lovingly nurture the god or goddess in embryo that lies deep within my soul. Would you like to download that, activate that, have that as a habit, as a default? I will pay attention to the spirit within me that animates both my body and my mind. Would you like to download that, activate it, have it as a default? I will awaken myself to the deep stillness within my heart. Would you like to download that, activate it, experience it, get into the habit? I will carry the consciousness of timeless, eternal being in the midst of time-bound experience. Would you like to download that? Beautiful. Next, I will make a list of my unique talents. Then I will list all the things that I love to do while expressing my unique talents. When I express my unique talents and use them in the service of humanity, I lose track of time and I create abundance in my life as well as in the lives of others. Would you like to fully align yourself with this rule, this affirmation, this intention, this habit, this program, and to fully get clear about your unique talents that you love doing and the best way for you to share them, the best way to offer them, the best price point, the best experience you can create for your clients in a very unique, creative way that only you can deliver your talents, and to do it from a place of I'm offering it to humanity, from a place of service. I am humbly using my gifts from a place of service. I'm sharing them from a place of fulfillment and empowerment, and I love doing this, and to be lost in the moment outside of space and time, and to experience that infinite abundance within yourself and with all those you shared with. Would you like that? Beautiful. I will ask myself daily, how can I serve? How can I help? And the answers to these questions will allow me to help and serve my fellow human beings with love. Would you like to download this affirmation, intention, and automatically just put it out to Source God Universe now and every single morning? Universe, Source God, how can I be of service? How can I give from my overflow? Use me as an instrument of your will. How can I spread the most amount of love while keeping myself empowered, grounded in my joy, in my happiness? Would you like that? Beautiful. Let's move on to the next law. And before we do that, would you like to download, activate the law of dharma or purpose in your life, to activate it, integrate it, and have it as a default setting to do these steps to utilize this law in the best ways possible so you can experience a fuller, fulfilling life career? Would you like that? Okay. The next law is the law of detachment. In detachment lies the wisdom of uncertainty. In the wisdom of uncertainty lies the freedom from our past, from the known, which is the prison of past conditioning. And in our willingness to step into the unknown, the field of all possibilities, we surrender ourselves to the creative mind that orchestrates the dance of the universe. I love that. The mind looks at it as the unknown and fears the unknown. I really believe the inner child looks at it as, what's going to happen? Anything can happen. This is a field of infinite possibilities. And from a place of expecting something exciting to happen. So would you like that to be your new default setting when it comes to the unknown? Okay, I will put the law of detachment into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. Today, I will commit myself to detachment. I will allow myself and those around me the freedom to be as they are. I will not rigidly impose my idea of how things should be. I will not force solutions on problems, thereby creating new problems. I will participate in everything with detached involvement. Would you like to download this, have it as your new program, clear everything the way of it happening? Having detachment when it's best to be your default, allowing everyone to be where they are, allowing yourself to be free, allowing others to be free, not imposing anything on anyone else, not forcing solutions on anyone's problems, accepting everyone where they are, not feeling the need to change that unless you're guided to. Would you like that? To participate with detached involvement. Would you like that? Beautiful. Today, I will factor in uncertainty as an essential ingredient of my experience. In my willingness to accept uncertainty, solutions will spontaneously emerge out of the problem, out of the confusion, out of the disorder and chaos. The more uncertain things seem to be, the more secure I will feel, because uncertainty is my path to freedom. Through the wisdom of uncertainty, I will find my security. Wow, this is powerful. Would you like to download this and have it as a default setting? To re-look at how you've been seeing uncertainty and to see it as a friend, to see it as an opportunity, see it as a gift, to embrace uncertainty, to love uncertainty, because you know that in uncertainty is where you grow, is where you evolve, is the place where anything can happen, and we're aligned for the best things to happen. Would you like to move forward into those experiences with so much excitement and positive intention? Beautiful. In my willingness to accept uncertainty, so would you like an infinity healing to accept uncertainty, surrender to uncertainty, embrace uncertainty, to allow yourself in that place of surrender and trust, receive the solutions to the problems, and to shift it, to switch it, so that from now on, instead of getting anxious when you're uncertain, the opposite is happening. The more uncertain things are, the more secure you're feeling. Would you like that to be your new way of being? Knowing that the more uncertain, the more freedom, the more it's leading you on your path to freedom. So to embrace that, to be excited about that. Through uncertainty to find security. Would you like to shift that as well? Beautiful. I will step into the field of all possibilities and anticipate the excitement that can occur when I remain open to an infinity of choices. When I step into the field of all possibilities, I will experience all the fun, adventure, magic, and mystery of life. Would you like to download this, activate it, integrate it, and have it as a default? To step into that field of infinite possibilities, to anticipate, to be excited like something great's about to happen. And be open to those infinite choices and to step into the ones that are for your highest good, to receive all that is for your highest good, to experience all that your heart is desiring. Would you like that? Beautiful. So would you like an infinity healing to download, activate, integrate the law of detachment and to have it as a default? Beautiful. Okay. The next law is the law of intention and desire. Inherent in every intention and desire is the mechanics for its fulfillment. So you can't desire something without actually having the abilities to accomplish it. Intention and desire in the field of pure potentiality have infinite organizing power. And when we introduce an intention in the fertile ground of pure potentiality, we put this infinite organizing power to work for us. I will put the law of intention and desire into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. I will make a list of all my desires. I will carry this list with me wherever I go. I will look at this list before I go into my silence and meditation. I will look at it before I go to sleep at night. I will look at it when I wake up in the morning. Would you like to download this intention, to have it as a default setting, to have it as a habit, to actually write out all your desires. I will release the list of my desires and surrender it to the womb of creation, trusting that when things don't seem to go my way, there's a reason, and that the cosmic plan has designs for me much grander than even those I have conceived. Would you like to download that, activate it, integrate it, and have it as a default to surrender your desires, to be open to whatever comes your way, even if it seems like something negative or seems like something that's derailing you from your path, to fully trust, surrender, to go with this divine plan. There's a method to the madness, to trust it, to follow through on it, and to receive something even bigger and better than what you've anticipated. Would you like that? Next, I will remind myself to practice present moment awareness in all my actions. I will refuse to allow obstacles to consume and dissipate the quality of my attention in the present moment. I will accept the present as it is and manifest the future through my deepest, most cherished intentions and desires. Would you like to download this, activate it, and have it as a default setting? Having that practice of present moment awareness in all your actions, being fully present in the moment, accepting the present as it is, and to manifest from the deepest part of your heart's intent. Would you like that? Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing to fully take advantage of the law of intention and desire? And as a default, whenever you set your intention, just to have your higher self release that intention, release that desire, completely surrender it to the universe, and to take inspired action if needed. Would you like that? Beautiful. The law of least effort. Nature's intelligence functions with effortless ease, with carefreeness, with harmony and love. And when we harness the forces of harmony, joy, and love, we create success and good fortune with effortless ease. Would you like an infinity healing to clear, heal, delete, transmute, undo all the programs, beliefs, mindsets that you've taken on from childhood, from mom, from dad, from ancestors, from past lives that are all about effortfulness, struggle, sacrifice? Would you like to transmute those and replace them with this law of effortless ease? Beautiful. I will put the law of least effort into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. I will practice acceptance. Today, I will accept people, situations, circumstances, and events as they occur. I will know that this moment is as it should be because the whole universe is as it should be. I will not struggle against the whole universe by struggling against this moment. My acceptance is total and complete. I accept things as they are this moment, not as I wish them to be. Would you like to download this, integrate it, activate it, and have it as a default to practice acceptance, to accept everything the way it is, to not struggle against the universe by struggling against this present moment, to move forward from a place of acceptance and then doing something to change? Complete, total surrender and trust and acceptance. Beautiful. Next, having accepted things as they are, I will take responsibility for my situation and for all those events I see as problems. I know that taking responsibility means not blaming anyone or anything for my situation, and this includes myself. I also know that every problem is an opportunity in disguise, and this alertness to opportunities allows me to take this moment and transform it into a greater benefit. Wow. Would you like to download this, integrate it? So now you've accepted everything as it is. First step is to admit, yes, I have a problem, or yes, I have no control. Yes, this thing happened. I'm not trying to fight it. Okay, I've surrendered. This is my life right now. Now I'm going to take full responsibility. I co-created these experiences. I'm the one who co-created them. I'm responsible. Able to respond for these situations and all these events and all these problems. So would you like an infinity healing to take all your power back from anything you've given it to? Would you like an infinity healing to clear the habit of blaming and to always say, I co-created this? So clearing any victim consciousness, clear blame consciousness, owning your power, taking responsibility, clearing any part of you that is afraid of that, clearing any part of you that learned that that's a bad thing, to have that as your new default. I'm creating, co-creating my experiences. I'm responsible. I have infinite power to change it. And also to let go of self-blame, being hard on ourselves, and shifting that into self-love, self-acceptance, and being gentle with ourselves. No matter what happens, the affirmation that the inner child says, it's okay. I also know that every problem is an opportunity in disguise. So to see that from the highest perspective, to be the alchemist that changes the energy from a problem to an opportunity, to take advantage of those opportunities. Beautiful. So to take the situations and turn them to your greatest advantage. Would you like that? Beautiful. Today, my awareness will remain established in defenselessness. I will relinquish the need to defend my point of view, and I will feel no need to persuade others to accept my point of view. I will remain open to all points of view and not be rigidly attached to any of them. Would you like to download this, activate it, integrate it, and have it as your new default setting when it's best? To experience that defenselessness, beautiful. To let go of that need to defend your point of view. No need to persuade anyone else to accept your point of view. Be open to different points of view without being attached to any of them. Would you like that? Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing to fully take advantage of the law of least effort and to use it in your life in the best ways to propel you forward for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned? Would you like that? Beautiful. And our final law is the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. Every action generates a force of energy that returns to us in like kind. What we sow is what we reap. And when we choose actions that bring happiness and success to others, the fruit of our karma is happiness and success. I will put the law of karma into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. Today, I will witness the choices I make in each moment. And in the mere witnessing of these choices, I will bring them to my conscious awareness. I will know that the best way to prepare for any moment in the future is to be fully conscious in the present. Would you like an infinity healing to download this, activate it, integrate it, witness the choices, experience that infinite consciousness and awareness of yourself making these choices, and know the best ways to prepare for anything in the future is to be consciously present in the moment. Would you like that to be your default? Beautiful. Whenever I make a choice, I will ask myself two questions. What are the consequences of this choice that I'm making? And will this choice bring fulfillment and happiness to me and also to those who are affected by this choice? Would you like to have this downloaded as a natural way of moving through your decisions, to have these questions pop up, to get into the habit of asking these questions and always honor when you get that this is right for you and to always honor it when it says this is not best for you? Would you like that? And to get strong intuitive nudges that keep getting more and more intense till you acknowledge them and follow through on what they're guiding you to do. I have a prayer that says, if something's for my highest good, give me infinite synchronicities and coincidences to let me know that that's best for me. And if something's not for my highest good, give me infinite intuitive guidance and synchronicities, letting me know that that's not best for me. Beautiful. I will then ask my heart for guidance and be guided by its message of comfort or discomfort. So your body, your heart knows if it's a heavy heart, that's wrong. I always say if it's light, it's right. If you tune in and it feels light in your body, that's a right. That's your body giving you the thumbs up. If the choice feels comfortable, I will plunge ahead with abandon. If the choice feels uncomfortable, I will pause and see the consequences of my action with my inner vision. So I don't know how you experience it, but tune in right now. Tune into a decision that might be not for your highest good and ask your body to give you guidance about if this is best for you. So choose something that you know definitely is not good for you. and listen, how is it communicating to you? For me, I get a rumble in my belly. Now ask your body to give you, or your heart, to give you guidance about if something's best for you. So think of something that's really good for you, like eating healthier, exercising more. And ask your body and your heart to give you guidance if that's best or not. So what does that feel like? How is it feeling like a yes? Does it feel expansive? So I just feel a light heart. So light is right. Beautiful. So test that out before you make your decisions. This guidance will enable me to make spontaneously correct choices for myself and for all those around me. Would you like an infinity healing to get into the habit of checking in and to master the art of communicating with your heart that knows things? It doesn't think. It knows this is good, this is not good. It just knows what's best for you and what's not. Would you like to master that communication and take full advantage of your heart's knowing? Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate, download this law of karma, this law of cause and effect, and have it and take full advantage of it and use it in your life in the best ways possible for yourself and all those concerned? Would you like that? Beautiful. Please, Source, God, Universe, deepen these healings, take them to their infinite next level, share them with our inner children, parents, ancestors, past lives, all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. Integrate more than what we know to ask for, so that this or something greater will happen, manifesting all our heart's desires so that we may feel fulfilled on all levels, and give us infinite intuitive nudges that get more and more intense to the point that we can't help but acknowledge them and follow through on their guidance by taking fast, inspired action. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is. Amen. Aho. Whenever you're ready, bring yourself back into full presence. Open up your eyes. Make sure you drink lots of water. And make sure you journal what starts to happen to you in the next few days. You're welcome to go to the Facebook group and write down all your intentions. I want to read about your intentions. And by posting it, right before you post your intentions, do a ritual of release. You're releasing it into the universe. Let us know what was your greatest takeaway, what came up for you, and I look forward to hearing what results start to happen for you in the next few days. So the best way of tracking that is going to the Facebook group and sharing, and also listen to what other people are doing, because if someone experienced something amazing, that's going to help you also believe that these amazing things can happen for you. Sending you lots of love. This concludes our module for today. Excited to be with you on the next one. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. And remember, keep thriving, doing what you love. Bye for now.